Beyond Simon Nunches, Siv Zion. We learned in Sivov that this man of Kriyishma is till Sholei Shois, quarter of the day, and afterwards, if he lanes Kriyishma later, he doesn't have a schar of Kikoyre Bismano, but he can still say the Birchus Kriyishma till an hour later, till Sholei Viz. And then the Mechaber says that afterwards he should learn Krishma Bechlal of Kabbalah El Malcho Shemayim. That means the mitzvah of Krishma he lost. It's a Mu'vish La'yuchal Iskain. But Al Kaponim, there's a need to learn Krishma of Kabbalah El Malcho Shemayim. Now, let's just give a little hakdome to appreciate what the Mechaber is going to say in Siv Zion. We have by Tfilah, let's say Tfilah Shachas. So Tfilah Shachas, the Zman Tfilah is the first 4 hours of the day. That's Tfilah Shachas. If a person did not daven in those 4 hours, that's called Tfilah Bizmano. If he did not daven in those 4 hours, but the other can daven till chatzai. That's called tefillah shalei bizmana, and that means it's an inferior tefillah. The tefillah will not be niskabel since it was not said in the proper time. It's tefillah shalei bizmana. Fine. Afterwards, after chatzai, we'll start davening tefillah shachris. It's a brach lebatola. There's no. So in zmanai tefillah, there are 3 zmanim. There's the proper zman, tefillah bizmano, that's till shor reviz. Afterwards, it's a tefillah shalai bizmano, and afterwards, it's a muvish layuchaliska, and he lost it, he can't daven anymore. But by tefillah, we find a very interesting halacha. What is, if the reason he didn't daven was because he was a shaygik or an onus, that means he didn't daven. He was a shaygik or an onus, and that is why he didn't daven shachris. So now there is a concept of he could be mashlim the tefillah by the next zman tefillah. That means it comes to zman mincha. So if he forgot to daven shachris, he can daven mincha and. Right after Mincha, he says, another Shemayna Esra, which is a Tashlumim for Shachas. That means it's somehow he's, since now is Azman Tfilah, it's Azman Tfilah, so in Azman Tfilah, and he was a Shagig, so he could be Mashlim, the Tfilah that he had not said by Shachas. This applies by all 3 Tfilahs, he forgot to say. Mincha, he can be mashlam by Meirev, he got to say Meirev, he can be mashlam by Shachas. This is a concept of Tashlumim by Tefillah. Now there's a machlokes apoiskim, do we have this concept by Krishma also? That means Krishma is as man of Krishma. The man of Krishma is to show shlishes. That's it. Afterwards, it's not Krishma, it's Kekayre Betoyre, that's all. That's, but because now he's saying Krishma Shalei Bizmano, it's not this man Krishma. But what will be when, let's say, he's a Shoigik, and he didn't say Krishma Shachas, and now it's Meirev. Now by Meirev is as man Krishma, is there a concept that now in as man Krishma, I could be Mashlim, the Krishma, which I had. That means after 4 hours, there's no din tashlumim because it's not Azman. The concept of tashlumim is when I was Azman of tefillah, I could be mashlim the previous ticket tefillah. So it seems like this. It seems we're making a mistake. It's one Krishma. There's 2 Zmanim to say it. You say it in the morning, B'shach B'chov B'chomecha. These are the Zmanim. So Memelis, I missed that Zman, so by the next Zman, it's a Zman to say Krishma. I can be Mashlim. That's what they hold, yeah. Just like, fine. That's what they hold. Im loy kora b'yoyim, yesh oimrim, שיש לו תשלומים באלביס, this is תשלומים. So it's the thing with the Dorif, this is very good, it does not have what we said till now. Till now we said when he's Kaira Shalai Bizman is Kaira, but Kaira Kabosa. That's because he's not this as man and he passed as man. It's a movie Shalai Chaliska. But if he chaps a rhyme by the next man, there's a concept of Tashlumim and there's man of Krishma Kibi Mashlum, the previous Kishma. So Memela, that's another soul, it's a cold boy. V'chein im kore Krishma ba'arv, im lo kore Krishma ba'arv, yesh lo Tashlumim ba'yeh. V'yesh chelkin, in other souls, you can't compare Krishma to Tfilah. Tfilah is Rachmim, so Memela, so the Gemara says that a filu Noshim are potter from Tfilah, because it's Zetzah Shez Man Grome, but it's Rachmim Dechai. Tfilah is a concept of Rachmim. So Rachmim, so we can say, In the Zman of Tfilah, of Rachmim, you can be Mashlim, the previous Ketur. That's only a Miyuchad Ketin in Tfilah. Masha'enka in Krishma, women are part of Krishma. Krishma is a Mitzvah Krishma. And here there's no concept of you could be Mashlim. So we have it 2 days in the Bechaba. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. שיש לו תשלומים, עוד יסי דה קרישמי יש תשלומים. אין הקבוני שיוצא בזה ידי קרישמי, יזמן משמקיים במצווה על קרישמי, מייחד שכערו בזמן, ואין אלו כקוירי בתוירי, צבדי יהיו זמן, אבל רק שלך התחיל לצורך להשלימה כמו יתבילה. על קבונים, it has דיני תבילה, that he's מחויב to be משלם. We see there's such a concept of being משלם in a זמן, So Memela, so he should also be Mashlum in the Zman Krishma. Okay, so Memela, so according to them, is Boi, Mi Boi Lei Lakdu Mechai Vishata Bereishish, just like by Hashloma, by Tfilin. Just like by Hashloma, by Tfil, you say first the Tfilis Choyvo, and then you say the Tfilis Tashlumin. So Memela, the take of Achamayim, he called it Oid Yishma Bishvil Zeh Apam Shechisa. In Bishayge Chisra. Also, there's another din of Tashlumim. Tashlumim only works if he was a Shaygek. V'yesh Chalkim, others hold that the concept of Tashlumim is not applicable at all by not applicable at all by Krishma, Agrava, Bekiyosa, Bechira, Kedayezu, but there's no Indian of Tashlumin. Now let's start Nuntas. Din Bracha Rishayne B'yaitzer, Oboi Hei Sifri. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilam, Yaitzer Oyer Uveirei Chayshech. Tiknu, so we are speaking, this is the Birchas Krishma from the morning. So we're speaking about the that what the Rabbeinu Shalom is Meir La'aretz, that there's illumination, there's the sun. So in the morning we say Ubeirei Chayshech. So L'chayre, what is the reason to mention Chayshech? Now is not Chayshech. At night we'll say Amar Barov, but why now do we say Chayshech? Tiknu La'askir Midas Laila Bayoyim. Lahitzi milev apikusim shaimrim shemisha bora oir le bora chayshech. The apikusim said that there were two kaiches in the bria. There's one kaich in the bria that created light. There's one kaich in the bria that creates darkness. And they're two separate kaiches. So therefore, when we mention each kaiach, we mention The second thing is also from this Bala Koiches. So there we say, Yetzer Eire Vayre Choyshech. So that we should mention both. Tzorech, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorech lahamsik ben Yetzer uvein Oyer. Ki heichet lo elishtamer Yetzer Oyer. That means if you slur the words together, so you're not saying it properly. You should say, you have to be mamsik. Yetzer. He created oil, light. Vayim bereitim v'bishare tshuve asher kosov oid bozeh. Grad, the Hatev brings down as follows. This is perhaps Kabbalah Dikin Yonim, but I once saw someone said he was in concentration camp, and he saw Mordechai Nisim, that this was Megan on him. So perhaps it's Kedai to just mention, just let's look at the Berhetiv and we'll skip a little bit. So let's see the Berhetiv Aleph. Tzarech lahavzik ben Yoytzer ben Oyer, that we just saw Mishnah Berurah, kech lo lishtar ve Yoytzer. Misholsim va'asher misholsim. Now, these three words, the Rosh Teves, are Mem, Vov, Mem, which we don't understand the significance. V'hu Shem Achrem Mishem Ayin Beis. There's a Shem of Ayin Beis, Oisius, and this Mem, Vov, Mem is a Shem of the Shem Ayin Beis. Yaitzim Misholsim Basher Misholsim. Then later, let's go skip a little later in the Berhetz, but turn the page. Ahuvim, Kulam Ahuvim, Beruhim Giborim, Roshe Tevis Aleph Beis Gimel, Hu Shem Echod Mishem Mem Beis. This is also Hashem, these Roshe Tevis Aleph Beis Gimel. And then, it says, Oisim, what? You turn the page to the Berhetiv, look at the top, the second line in the Berhetiv. Ahuvim, the Berhetiv, Ahuvim, Berurim, Giborim, Roshe Tevis, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. You have it now? Come now, give me your Mishnah Berurah a minute. Yeah, this Ahuvim Berurim. This is the third line over there. Ahuvim Berurim Giborim, that's Aleph Beis Gimel, Roshe Tevis Aleph Beis Gimel, Vushem Echod Mishem Mem Beis, and then Oisim Be'emos Roshe Tevis Ayin Beis. Now it says there's three Shemes that we say, one Shem is Misholsim Basher Misholsov, the Roshe Tevis is Mem Vov Mem, and that's Hashem Achen Mishem Ayin Beis. The second Shem is Aleph Beis Gimel, Roshem of Mishem Mem Beis, and Oisim Beimer is Ayin Beis. V'chol HaMechaven B'Shemes Eilu Einoi Nizik Kol Oisei Hayim. So the person just thinks that he's saying they would not go on. But the kavon of these shemis are, but just that he's mentioning these three shemis. Someone said this, he was in the concentration camp, and these three shemis, he was mechaven, and he saw Mordechai Yeshuas. Okay, let us go further. Siv Beis. Im to v'omar. Asher bidvoroi mare varovet. Now, it's Shachris. Boruch ato shemokeinu maru lochoyrom. He made a mistake. She should have said, Yetzer oir v'ayre choysheh. And he said, Asher bidvoroi mare varovet. He opened up to the Mairev. He started saying, Asher bidvoroi. That's Bichas Krishma. We say Bichas Krishma in the morning, say Bichas Krishma at night. So he, by mistake, opened up to Mairev. V'nizkar miyat, and he reminds us of Shem Shemaim. Today it's the morning. V'omar yoytzerer. He said yoytzerer. So what did he say? So let's go. So he said, "Hashem bedvori ma'ariv arovim yoytzerer rabayir choysher choysher shol v'yisakay v'amir loret." He said the whole thing. Baruch ato Hashem yoytzer ha'moiris. So what did this person do? This person started the bracha wrong. He reminded himself right away, and he rectifies what he said wrong, and he started saying good. So that was his nusa. Baruch Hashem ken v'ra shebevorim ba'ar v'rov yetzer v'rechoyshech, and he said the whole thing in Me'el Oret, but he started off wrong. But then he rectified it. So the Mechaber says, v'niskar miyat, he reminded himself right away, we will speak about what right away means, v'oma yetzerer, v'gam siyim yetzer ha'moiris, yotzer. He was Yaitzer. That's the first halacha that the Mechaber says. Before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Miyad, the Mechaber says, this works only Miyad. Davke Miyad, dahainu b'toich kedei dibo. That means, toich kedei dibo means the spin it takes to say, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. If that's 3 seconds, I don't know. Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So in this span of time of Toich Kedei Dibo, he said, Hamari Varovim, Yaitzarera Varechoshech, so it's in, he started in this 3 second span of time, it's after 2 2/3 seconds, he said Yaitzarera, he reminded himself, so there's a klal in Toich Kedei Dibo Kedibo Domi that I can rectify what I said wrong. If it's Toich Kedei Dibo, let's just give a good marshal. Let's say a person thought he has a glass of wine in his hands. Really, it was a beer, not wine. So, but he thought it's wine. So he says, Baruch Hashem, Kedem Ochilim, Boirei Pri Agafen. Now, this bracha will not pata the beer, because Boirei Pri Agafen cannot pata the beer. So if he reminds himself, Toich Kedei Dibo, and he chaps that this is beer, he says, Shahakol Nihe Bedvol, if it was Toich Kedei Dibo. So Toich Kedei Dibo, this means, this is a zman that I can still rectify what I said in this man. In this man of Toich Kedei Dibo, I can still fix what I said. So that's the poship shat here in the Mechaba. I said, Baruch Hashem Hamarim Arovim. I said the Baruch. I said Hamarim Arovim, which is wrong. But then Toich Kedei Dibo, because that means if I'm starting to think, what should I do now? So if I think already for 10 seconds, so then I lost it. Then L'chayr, I have to start over again. We'll see this in Machlokes and Mishnah Berurah. But the Pashus of Loshon Mechaber means you can only rectify what you said wrong if you chap yourself, Toich Kedei Dibo. Like, this halacha applies, perhaps we're very acquainted with this halacha. If in the Seder Shemei Tshuva, a person says, Akel HaKodesh, so Toich Kedei Dibo, you can say, Hamelech HaKodesh. If he'll say, Akel HaKodesh, and start thinking what I'm supposed to do now, then he has to start over Shmanasre. Because, so Al Kaponim, so that's Pshat and the Mechaba. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Davke Miyad, Nahainu B'Toich Kedei Dibo. That's the first pshat in the Mechaber, that because the Mechaber says miyat, I reminded myself right away. The loikoi abroche sheposach avu laachek kedei dibu, but if it's laachek kedei dibu, lo yotzo the loikoi abroche sheposach vooma sheposach b'rishem akenim alochayil mamashach osvoma yeitzarev kimin sheloi amore miyat. Since he did not say it right away, so he can't rectify it. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem HaKenim HaLachoylam. So if it's Toich Kedei Dibo, you can rectify it. If it's Lach Kedei Dibo, so you said a broche, the broche was Amari V'Rovim. Now you want to say, Ameir La'oretz V'da Yoytzerei Rebai Rechoyshech. The broche was said on Amari V'Rovim. You can't fix it. Let's skip to the next slide. We'll come back to this soon. Ken kosov apri megodno v'shem abach v'aprishe. Avo b'derech ha'chayim poisik, but the derech ha'chayim paskins, da'afilu im lo'y nisker ad kom v'soif ha'boche, mikol mokim kimish lo'y gomar oiso, ein tzorech la'ascho me'roish b'chas yoytzer me'chodosh, rak yoymer yoytzer oyre v'reichoshech ad soif b'chas yoytzer me'oyres, ויוצא בזה, וכן יש לנג למעשה כמו שכוסבנו בביר הלוח. Now let us just appreciate what the Derech HaChaim says, and Mishnah Berurah says, we should feel like the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChayim held, that is true. If I said something which should not have been said at all, let's say, I said Akel HaKadosh. Yeah, we don't say Akel HaKadosh. So, Toich Kedei Dibba, I could say HaMelech HaKadosh, Acha Kedei Dibba. So the Bracha was Akel HaKadosh, not say HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh is no Shaykhus with the Bracha. The Bracha was said. So the Bracha Akel HaKadosh, and I'm saying HaMelech HaKadosh, which does not connect to the Bracha. That the loch is ichah like that. Or we said a person said boy repri agofen in his beer, and 10 seconds later he says shakel neibin bro. The shakel has no connection to the broche. He said a broche repri agofen, which is not part of beer. It's too late. Here the Derech HaChaim holds a meiridike zach. Here I didn't say something too wrong. What does that mean? Because by the birchas krishme, yaitza oir ovoire choshech. The bracha itself speaks about choshech. It's the morning, but we want in the morning, we should speak about the Rabban Shum, the one that makes the night also. So the hamarim arovim that I said is not like a boy repri agofen. I'm speaking about the Rabban Shum, the one that makes erev. But that belongs in this bracha. So the mele, if later I said hamar arovim, and I'm up to that, then, oh, yeah, I should say Yetzirah. Now I said the whole Ma'ariv HaRovim, which was not saying something which has no place in this Bracha, has a place in the Bracha, but I should stress more on the Yetzirah. So the Derech HaChaim says, I feel as long as I didn't finish the Bracha, so whatever I said is not too bad. So now, and I'm in the middle of the Bracha, I didn't end the Bracha, so I'll say, and I'll say the whole thing, and it's good. So he don't need Toich Kedei Dibur. As long as it was in the middle of the bracha, so I can fix it up, and I'll put Yetzirah also. And the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, Halacha, like the Derech HaChaim, you should do this, so you don't need Mamish, it should be Toich Kedei Dibur. He passed like the Derech HaChaim. Now let's go a little further. Gimel, Avol. Now let's go back to the Mechaba, the second line of the Mechaba. Avol imoma bidvori mariv arovim, v'loi omar yoytzerer. But he didn't say yoytzerer. He said, that means he never made a proper psiche. Could be he ended by saying yoytzer moiris. But the whole psiche was never said in the bracha. Oy, loisayim yaitzah hamoiris. Oy, he said he ended the chsima was mariv arovim. Lo yoto. So he's not yaitzah. So the Gemara will just clarify one thing. This bracha has a psiche and a chsima. That means it starts with Yetzirah Eire V'Rechoshech, it ends with Baruch HaTashem Yetzirah HaMoiris. There's a lot of things in between. Kodesh, about Kaponim, this bracha, which is a very long bracha, starts with Yetzirah Eire and ends with Yetzirah HaMoiris. So the Mechaber says, so if even he started off with Hamarav HaRom, but if he stuck in the Yetzirah Eire, so he still has his psiche, this gets attached to the psiche, and he ended Yoytza Moiris, Gevaldi. But what will be the din if he did not say Yoytza Reir? He said the whole thing. He said the whole thing of Amar Barovim, Kelchai Bekam, Tomid Yim Mechleim Levod, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yoytza Moiris. Now he huffed himself, but there was no psiche. So that if he ended, but he didn't, there was no psiche of Yoytza Reir. Or he said the whole thing, and then he ended up, so if there was no psiche, there's no proper psiche, no proper chasime, then he's not yoytze. Lo yoytze, then he's not yoytze. Now let's go further. Vim oma, yoytze oir uvoy rechoshech, asher bedvoroi, Mariv HaRovim, the Gamsiyim Ma'ariv Aromim, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze, because here there was no, even though we started Mamishkot here, the Mama Yotze Erev Erechosh Hashem Zvor Ma'ariv Aromim, the Gamsiyim Ma'ariv Aromim, Lo Yotze, that means he started off with a psiche, but he didn't end up with a ksik. Hagor, v'hu adin Lo Yom Atchilo Rak Yotze Erev, Im Siyim Ma'ariv Aromim, Lo Yotze, that if he said Yotze Erev, that means before he said Yotze Erev Erechosh Shebidvorim Ma'ariv Aromim, and he ended Ma'ariv Aromim. So that's also no good, because no chsimus. He says, the Rabbah says, I fully made a perfect psiche. The whole thing. He says, the whole Yotzer, that's a boch Hashem Arab Arabim, lo Yotzer. Avol im siyem Yotzer ha-mo'ires. But what is, if he ended good, kimen she-posach bi-Yotzer, Yotzer afo-pi-she-imsik b'ma'arib Arabim. So the Mechaber says, we started off Yetzer Erev, this is the whole Ma'irev, Boruch Ata Hashem Yetzer Ma'irev, so there was a psiche and a chsime over Yetzer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurim. V'hu Adin, now what, V'hu Adin Im L'Yom Atchil Rak Yetzer, it didn't say B'chlal Ma'irev Arovim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kulam Seivim Ken Kvur Beis Yosef Zachsim Bevada Itzrich Aliyas Kedim." Umad Enoket Hashulchan Aruch Betchila Oyleisiyem Yotzer Ma'ariv. Not he's talking about. Enkav Nosi Dafke Boivin Shetovam Betchila Shebedvorim Ma'ariv Aromen. At Nokel Isiyum the Milsa the Reisha. But really, halachically. If you need a psychic in the Gamma, the Noka, the Mama Yetzer, the Chosh, the Borom, the Borom, who Misham Dorots, the same, 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 the if we see Ma'ariv Aravim, so now he said Yotzer Hamer Lo'aretz, and he said the whole first broche, and then the end ended Ma'ariv Aravim. So he's not Yotzer. Ve'im toich kedei dibor niska v'omar Yotzer Ma'ariv Yotzer. But if he said Teichi Deidibu, and if this is the din of Teichi Deidibu, which everyone is masking with, that means even though I said something wrong in this man of Teichi Deidibu, I can rectify it. I said Akela Kodesh, I could say Hamelech HaKodesh. I say Abayri Priya Govnik, say Shakal Nibidvore. So if this person ended wrong by saying Hamariv Arobim, so Teichi Deidibu, say Yetzer HaMoiris. Then I can rectify this. Even Teichi Deidibu Niskom Yotzer Ma'ariv Yotzer. Avum Shor Acher Shoma Hamariv Aravim Deidibu. But he said Hamariv Aravim. Then it hit him. Oh, something funny up over here. Until the time he was able to figure out what to do was after 3 seconds. Lo Yotzer. Av Shoma Yotzer Ma'ariv Lacher Deidibu. So now, so this person. So we have something very interesting. That he started off Yotzer Ma'ariv Hamer Lo'aretz and Kodesh and Dos, and then he ended up and say Boruch Ata Hashem Ma'ariv Aravim, and he did not rectify it Teich Kedei Dibur. So the loch is, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. That means this bracha was not said properly. So now he goes back to the beginning of the bracha and says again Yotzer Ma'ariv Hamer Lo'aretz. Let's hope this time he'll say the chsima properly. Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Ma'ariv. Lo Yotzer. Vimtov lo niska sheyischol avarape. What happens if he wasn't Yotzer the first bracha, but he went further avarape. Lo yavsik ben tayim. So let us just appreciate what we have over here. He started Birchas Krishma. He should have said Yotzer Baruch Hashem Yotzer Ma'ariv. He didn't do it. He wasn't Yoitze. Now he's saying Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is the second, there's three Birchas Krishma in Meishachis. Yoitze Moiris, Oyevam Yisrael Ba'Ava, and Gol Yisrael. There's three brochas over there. Now, he botched up the first brocha. It's wrong. So, halachically, if before he started Ava Rabba, what should he do? He should go back and say Yetzer Oyro Barichoshech, because that's to say the Yetzer Oyro. What happens if he started Ava Rabba? So now, what does he do now? So perhaps we would think, you botched up Yetzer Oyro comes before Ava Rabba. You botched it up. Go back to Yetzer Oyro. So the loch is not like that. The loch is this Ein Seder Lebichas Krishma. So that means, so I'll say Yetzer Oyro after Shemin Esrei. That means preferably you should have said before. I botched it up, so forget about it. Now you're in the middle of Ava Rabba. Let's hope this bracha will go good. Say Ava Rabba, Krishma, Yatzer Benochem, Say Shemin Esrei, and afterwards you'll say Yetzer Oyro. That's what you do. He shouldn't go back. If he reminded himself before Krishma, Yemi Yetzer, Kaidim Krishma, then he should say Yetzer before Krishma. Yotzer. Tamsu ze asifu de shnei dvorim yesh bebichas yetzer de shachis likuvet. There are two things that have to be said. Aleph psichas habrocha ayem tzisa tzrichel yiskedin. That means you have to say, you have to mention in the beginning of the brocha or in the middle yetzer b'rechoshech chasimas habrocha, and the chasimas to be yetzer b'rechoshech. These two are likuvet. The dad who had in the bichas mari varovim the arvis, the same thing. If the mari will say yetzer v'rechoshech, he will be brachas ayin sham. Yeah, she hipsik be mari varovim. What is this? Avon sim yetzer v'rechoshech. But he was Mesam Yetzer, given Shepotzach Yetzer, Yosav Bishimsik B'Mare Barom. Yeah. Even though he started off with Yetzer, Teich Leidibu Shopsiches Yetzer, Vamakola Nusach Darvis, Levadach Sima Fapikin, Vamrin Sheneka, Ideis Atebis Rishen Yishal Yetzer. So this is also, he started good, and then the middle he said, Amari Barovim. So that what he was mekalkel, Tehchidei Dibbo, it's still not be mekalkel the bracha, since he started off with Yetzer Oyer, and he ended off with Yetzer Meiris, even though he said Amar Barovim, that is not mekalkel the psiche that he had said. Sif Gimel. Yesh Oimrim, Shakdushi Shebe Yetzer, Yachid Oimro, Lefishaina, Elo Sipodvom. Now, in the first brach of Yetzer, we speak about how the Malachim say Kedusha. We say Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kodesh Emim Kaimai, so Memele, so the Mahabavi Zana Machlaikis. Can a Yachid say Kedusha? Like this, we know. Kedusha in Shemayna Esrei, you need a minion, it's a Dover Shemakdusha, you need a minion in order to say Kedusha. What about the Kedusha that we mention in Birchas Krishma? Yesh Oimim Shekedusha Shebi Yoitze, Yochid Oimro. This a Yochid could also say, Levi She'ein Ela Sipur Dvorim. That means in Shemayna Esrei, Nagdishoch, we say we are a mekadosh shem shamayim. So this is a davar shebekedusha. You need 10 people in order to say a davar shebekedusha. In Birchas Krishma, we're relating what the malachim do. So why do you need a minion here? I'm just saying what the malachim do. I'm not. We are mekadosh we're saying Nagdishach, we're saying Kaddish. We're relating what the Malachim do, so the first day also, you don't need a minion to say Kaddish, Kaddish. So if a person is davening b'yechidus, he also says all the words, Kaddish, Efanim. And then he says all the words that it says in the Siddur. V'yesh oimrim, that's the first day. The second day holds sheyachid medalga ve'ena nemeres ela betzibo. There's a second day that holds, no, you don't say it. You say, you skip it. What do you say? V'oimrim b'yira kadosh. V'yifanim baruch. That's it, but you don't say kadosh kadosh and you don't say the baruch vayit. So that's the second day. So the Mechaber says, V'yishlochish to divreim, says a machloikis. Are you allowed to say it? Are you not allowed to say it? L'izor sheyochid yamreve benigun utaymin kikoyre batoyre. So the Mechaber says, you know what you should do? You have a machloikis what to do, so I'll tell you an answer. You should say kodosh with a nigun, like you're saying a posik in Ovi. It is a posik in Ovi. Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvokos meloi cholorets, kivoidoy, ukvoid Hashem mimkoimoy. So this is a posik in some emailer, the same thing is brought down by shloishes chemidis, if a person is davening by yechidis, by shliches, so he can say shloishes chemidis also with a nigin. So the Nigin is showing, I'm not saying Shloishesh, I'm saying the Pasuk in the Torah. The Nigin shows what my intent is. So, what? It's a hefsek. I don't know. No, because that's... The whole thing is a Dovah Shebegdush and Nagdishah. So what did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said the first day holds, no problem. We're speaking, we're relating what the Malachim do, say Kaddish, no problem. The second day he says, no. It's a Dovah Shebegdusha, you skip it over. You say Kaddish, Baruch, but you don't say the whole thing. So now the Mechaber says, so now we have a Machloikis HaPoiskim, so the second day holds, you're not allowed to say it. So therefore, the Mechaber says, I'll tell you, so the best thing would be to say it with a nigun. Ago, that's the Mechaber. Ukvar poshet haminik isvora rishoyne. So the Ramo says, our minik is like the first day we say it, there's no problem. V'yochid oimer oiso. And the yochid can also say it. And then one more thing is shoynim, kedusha zois oimrim oiso. Bekoil Rom. It is said Bekoil Rom. And there's Chiluk Hedeis, if it means Betzibo, Yezicha says Bekoil Rom. And Beyachid, this other thing should also say Bekoil Rom. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Poshet HaMinik. So the Ramo says, but the Minik is, Ayachid says it. Ubebir HaGro, Hiskim La'aloche L'deya HaChoyne. The Goyin says, no, we pass him like the second day, and it's also. Ulefi Shein Lozuz Min HaMinik. So the Goyin had a problem. That means the Hiyal La'aloche, you're not allowed to say it. No, the Ramo says, the Minik Yisrael, you do say it. So he says, you know what you should do, so say it with a Nigin. So then you'll be Yaitse, according to everyone. To say it with a nigun. Uchsha'oinim, you should say it b'koil rom. Uchdushazu im efshel toiv loimar miyushiv. That this kedusha should not be said standing. L'chayrev. The reason is because we're relating, we're not saying Kiddush, we're just relating what the Malachim do. So it should be said, sitting Toiv Loimim Yushev. Besides the Shatz, he says, Bekel Ram, so now brings on today, Stavke Metzibo, Avo B'yochid Oimer B'lachash, B'yochid should not say it loud, כן כוסו בלי רבי, אבל בשערי תשובה, כוסו שאין כפדה אף ביוחד, אם יאמרו בקויל רום. Now let's just start perhaps סיף דלת. ברכס יויצה בערביס, אימר עם השליח ציבור בנחס. Now let's just give a little הקדומה. מעיקר הדין, perhaps we'll stop with the הקדומה. מעיקר הדין, the shots, if we would be davened together בזמן חזל, we would see a very interesting davening. That means the chazan went to the omit, ishtabach, bochu. Then the chazan started davening loud. Bochu, shab yoytzer, baruch hoyshech, hameir loretz, avar rabbe, v'yatze v'noch. He said everything loud. The bichas krishma, he said loud. And what did everyone else do? They listened attentively to what he sang. And he was moitzi the oilom with bichas krishma. We'll see, we'll just mention there was a Chuvas HaRosh, the Rosh, but that's a din, and people used to do this. I think Shema, they said by themselves, but according to the Bichas Krishmi was mighty everyone. Now, so there was a Chuvas HaRosh, he was scared to do this. Maybe in the middle of the Brach, his mind will wander, and so that's not too good. So Kapanam, so he decided he's going to say together with the shots. So he said it quietly. Now other people started, now if the Rosh had these problems, if his mind wanders, what's with our mind? So everyone started saying it out loud. So Lemaise, so that is why nowadays everyone says it out loud because we're following in the footsteps of the Rosh. I'd like to mention one thing, you will be missing with this. Rav Henkin Zechayim of Roch has had a Muradik Zach. But the Iker Takona was, well, this is Trumkeit that we say it, maybe a mindful one, but the Iker Takona was that the Shatz should say the whole Birchas Krishma out loud. So in order to remember the Takona, let's not. So he said the shot should start off Yitzhak Boyrechoshech loud. We should help because that was a takona. And end Borch Atoshem Gol Yisroel loud. Because that was a takona. So even though in the middle we say together with him, but Al Kaponim, the Kaponim, these two things should be said loud. So it's very interesting. The Borch Atoshem Yitzhak. The Minig Oilam is not to say it loud for some reason, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the Shatz does say it loud. So that we hop on to the Minig Oilam, but by Gol Yisrael, he says many poskim hold that you say Baruch Ata Hashem Gol Yisrael loud. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. No.